The B-side by Yoko laments the custody problems the couple were having over her first child. The musical lineup was the same as the A-side. Then, on October 31st, Apple releases a double A-side with George's Something and John's Come Together, which we heard from the album. In October, people are disturbed by Russ Gibb, program coordinator for station WKNR in Detroit, who determines that Paul is dead, offering as proof a multitude of clues from album covers dating back to Sgt. Pepper. This sets off a flurry of playing record labels and sleeves for more clues. Paul insists that he is alive, but if he's alive, then how did he die? Producer George Martin.
A lot of things added up. People, in fact, I started getting letters from people outlining how obvious it was that Paul was dead. You know, I began to believe it myself. The fact that on Pepper, on the back, he was the only one of the four of them to be not facing the camera. His back was turned to the camera. And he also, in the front of the cover, he was wearing a black buttonhole, and everybody was wearing a white or a red one. Little things like that, people were sort of reading and saying, oh, well, it's obvious that he's died and the boys are covering it up. Well, if he was dead, he had a jolly good impersonator. You know, this actually happened one afternoon when Paul was around at my place playing the piano and we were having tea. And we had a big laugh about it. But it wasn't so much of a laugh when you were woken at 3 a.m. from some little girl in Wisconsin saying, please, can you tell me if Paul really is alive? Don't say he's dead. Please don't say he's dead.
No, it's a joke, isn't it? I mean, Paul isn't dead, you know, and if he was, we would have told you, you know. We'd be the first to know. I can't understand it because I can understand that James Dean kind of, he still lives crippled but won't come out, you know. I mean, there's some kind of idea you could guess, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But Paul McCartney couldn't die without the world knowing it. The same as he couldn't get married without the world knowing it. It's impossible. He can't go on holiday without the world knowing it. How could he die without everybody knowing it? He's recording a group called the Ivies, but doing some background music for Ringo's film, The Magic Christian. It's just insanity, but it's a great plug for Abbey Road.
On November 7th, John Ono Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono Lennon released their wedding album from the marriage in March. It comprised one side of John and Yoko enthusing their names to each other, and one side from the Amsterdam bed-in. Are all honeymoons like this?
John!
Yoko!
John!
The elaborate album packaging took 8 months to complete. There was a replica of their marriage certificate, a postcard, some photographs, a reproduction of a slice of their wedding cake, a book of press clippings criticizing John and Yoko, and, of course, a record. Side one of which you're hearing now. Side two was a sound collection of bits recorded at the honeymoon bedside. The whole package was a personal statement by John and Yoko, and, as with some of their other releases, was meant for the art gallery more than the general pop-oriented public. On November 23rd, John protests Britain's support of the U.S. war in Vietnam and Britain's policy in Biafra by sending back his MBE. Predictably, this drives the knife in even further for the people affronted by his having received it in the first place. Still, his ideals for peace can hardly be criticized.
Give peace a chance. Remember love. The only hope for any of us is peace. Violence begets violence. If you want to get peace, you can get it as soon as you like if we all pull together. You're all geniuses and you're all beautiful. You don't need anybody to tell you who you are or what you are. You are what you are. Get out there and get peace. Think peace, live peace, and breathe peace, and you'll get it as soon as you like, okay?
On December 5th, Apple releases a single produced by Paul McCartney, performed by the group Badfinger. Paul wrote the A-side, which was used in the film The Magic Christian.